Well, Damo, it starts in a week's time. How do you feel this group is looking heading into the start of the season?
Looking really well. Obviously, there was a bit of a hiccup with Matty Knight's injury, getting some clearance for DC with immigration. He's all cleared. Matty's thumb's looking pretty good. And ideally, if we can suit up our 11 contracted players next Saturday, it'd be amazing. If Matty's out, so be it. We've seen a lot of positive signs in the pre-season. In particular, that last game against Sydney where there was Angus Brandt stepping up, Bryce Cotton, who's a superstar, but then Jean-Pierre was just electric. I think the crowd's going to fall in love with him with what they see out on the court.
Do you feel like he could be the real deal, and do you feel like he could replace Casey pretty much straight away?
Yeah, I hate comparing players. Casey was spectacular for us for the last 2 years and he'll do a good job with Melbourne. But Jean-Pierre was our best player for some of the pre-season. Once he got his clearance and that game against Sydney, he's the best athlete I've played alongside. He's showtime out on the court, but I just love how aggressive he is and how the desire to win was contagious, and I love what he brings to the group.
Defensively too, I'm told he's pretty damn good.
Yeah, I think that's where he's going to be a surprise package. I'm backing him to be a defensive player of the year this year. We saw a lot of things at the offensive end in the three pre-season games he played. While he's getting used to the refereeing, the style of play, he has to make some adjustments. But once he gets comfortable at the defensive end, he's amazing.
He'll take your title, you reckon?
Yeah, I don't mind handing it over to him. He's been incredible in training, and a lot of great players, once they can carry over training to games, he's going to explode at the defensive end and get a lot of breakaway dunks, and that's just going to lift the Perth Arena.
How deep is the squad? When you look at the amount of talent you've got, how much deeper would it be, would it go than the past, Jack?
I think, we go 11 deep, and even someone like Reece Vaig, who's a development player, I thought he had an amazing pre-season. Lucas Walker, who only played two games for us last season, he's probably been our most valuable player all pre-season. And guys that weren't expected to play big minutes now will. So that's the beauty of this group, is our biggest strength is our depth. And, whether it's I'm subbing out for JK, Greg's coming on for Jean-Pierre, you don't lose anything once you go to the bench, and that's something I'm very proud of.
When you're chasing a three-peat, do you need maybe a freshen up, a bit of a change in faces? And do you think maybe this year that might have been the moves that you had to make?
Yeah, you always, no two seasons you have the same team. So, Sean Redditch retired, so instantly we knew we were going to have at least one new player. And then we go out and bring in Jean-Pierre, DC, some incredible athletes who are just so fresh. Every day they come to training with a smile on their face, and that becomes contagious. So then the older guys, we refuse to give in to the fact that we're a little bit older, so our competitive nature comes out, and all of a sudden the trainings are harder than the games, and that's what you want with a playing group, in particular one that's trying to get that elusive three-peat. But to be honest, we don't talk about that.
Is the expectation a burden or a privilege? How do you guys approach it?
Expectations isn't something we can control. We have our own goals, as every team does, and it's to win another championship. So we put that on ourselves, and it starts with a daily standard of training, and we're more so focused about holding each other accountable if we think a daily training session isn't good enough, especially with the standard of the league, especially with some of the players that have been brought into the group this year.
When you look around the league and you've had a chance to look at some of these other squads now, who do you see as the other main contenders?
Melbourne on paper are incredible. Obviously losing Casey Prather to them when they're already pretty stacked. You look at their starting five, and on paper, it's one of the best starting fives I've ever seen, in particular in my 10 years in the league. But in saying that, players' names don't put the ball through the basket. And, I've been a part of four championships, and maybe only once did we actually have the best team on paper. So it looks good on paper. Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, you can rattle off all these teams. But to be honest, it's the team that comes together at the right time of the year.
Mano, does anything surprise you anymore after so many years in the game, looking at the opposition and your own pre-season? Anything stood out to you?
Yeah, if Greg Hyde was to dunk it, that surprised me. But apart from that, you take it as it comes. The standard of the league is so good. Last year, I said it was the best it's ever been in my playing days. And then you come out and they recruit even better players this season. So, the initiative by the NBL to bring in that third import, to open up the salary cap, it's been justified with the quality of play, and now putting bums on seats, more viewers on TV. So it's been amazing.